Okay, we are back once again for the second hour of the program, and my guest for the second hour is Jeffrey Toth. Now, for those of you who are new to Reverse Speech, you won't know Jeff, but those who have been around Reverse Speech for a long time, you'll know Jeff very well. Jeff runs the office. Well, he does a lot more than that. He does the websites, maintains the websites, and does tech calls and all sorts of great stuff. So, and he's been with Reverse Speech for 20 years now, so a long time. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon, David. Or should I say good morning?
Oh, good morning, actually. It's, just after 8:30 in the morning here on Saturday, so there you go.
Yes, well, it's hard to keep track of time a third of the way around the planet.
Oh, mate, I work in 3 or 4 different time zones. I've got clients all over the world. I go crazy trying to juggle them, and especially when now we've got daylight savings, and some countries change earlier than others, and, oh, God, this month is a disaster area trying to work out time zones.
Oh, I'm sure, and a lot of people don't know Australia does their time zones in half-hour increments.
Right, I know.
And so that adds a little bit more to the confusion.
Yeah, I'm in one of those half-hour time zones. Some people say, you're half an hour after. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you lived in Australia for... How long did you live here, Jeff? 5 years, wasn't it?
Exactly 5 years, yeah. Almost to the day, about 7 days short.
Oh, wow, yeah. Yeah, Jeff came over to join me when I left America to move back home to Australia. He'd still be here if it wasn't for damn immigration.
Yeah, they're strict on their immigrations over there.
Yeah, I know. You think America's dead.
They won't let you stay. You can't stay.
That's right. Jeff had to go. He was shown the front door of Australia.
Yeah. They told me if I even won the lotto, they'd still send me home.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. So, you run the office, Jeff. Why don't you tell people what some of your duties are? What do you do for Reverse Speech?
Oh, well, mostly I'm keeping up with the websites, putting up radio shows, new reversals, whatever projects you happen to be working on at the time, such as the JFK project.
Yes, I've been flooding you with that, haven't I?
Yeah, that's for sure. We've been working on that for almost a month now.
Yes, I know. It's been a real intense project.
And, yes, it has. And the discovery of the information is... I haven't quite processed it all yet.
It's intense. It's really big, isn't it? I mean, this
I just don't even know what to think about my own country now.
Oh, I know. The results were found in the JFK assassination will shake you to your core. It's huge. Don't miss the show next week. Jeff Rentz, we're doing the whole 3 hours, Tuesday the 29th, all on the JFK assassination.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that show.
Yeah, that's going to be a great one. America should be up in arms.
That's for sure. I think the question's going to turn around from what happened to what should we do now.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, yes. I don't want to give it away. Listen to the show. So, but yeah, of course, poor old Jeff, he wakes up every morning and then I've got another 20 reversals for him. Here, Jeff, put these up.
Yeah, that's good. It's not too bad when you do the, transcribing for me.
Right.
There's been quite a few.
Yeah. And of course, we're always updating the website with new reversals, and Jeff does all the transcriptions and everything. I just don't get time to do it.
Yeah. And besides that, I sit in this office and answer tech calls from students and customers and try to help them out. We want more people doing reverse speech.
Yeah. And the tech support you provide is invaluable because... there's so many people out there who are computer illiterate, and you've got to know computers to do reverse speech, unfortunately, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Anything these days.
Yeah,
everything's becoming computerized. Fortunately, I think the technology is eventually going to get to the point where you can just talk to it, and it'll do whatever you're asking it to do, but right now you have to do manual input and know what to click on, and it's you know, but, and I think people make it a little bit harder than it is, really.
Right.
I mean, you know, people don't understand navigating through a computer when it's just a simple filing cabinet.
That's really all it is, isn't it? Yeah.
You have one big drawer that's called C drive, and your folders are in it. You know, it's really a pretty simple system, but I don't know. I had trouble with it when I started out, too.
Yeah, and some people getting you into reverse speech are overwhelmed by it all, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yep, that's for sure. But, you know, it's once you get the basics down, for example, our software doesn't work any different than a tape player.
That's right.
The only difference is the tapes are digital files instead of tapes. And you have the same controls, you know, record, forwards, and, of course, backwards for us.
Yep. And why don't you tell the story about how you got involved with reverse speech? I would like the story.
Yeah. That's just. I knew. Well, I had a couple of friends who listened to Art Bell all the time.
Right.
Yep. And they were always telling me about the crazy stuff on Art Bell, and they started telling me one day about this guy who listens to tape backwards and hears voices. I said, "Oh, that's crazy." Just absolutely crazy. So anyway, we were out in the Oregon wilderness with having a campfire and a cookout, and we had one of those battery-powered radios, and we had Art Bell on, and it was you were the guest that night.
All right.
And I heard you playing the children's reversals backwards, and I thought to myself, that sounds like Spirit.
Yeah.
And so I had to check into it more and more and more. And then I went through some session work with you, and the next thing I know, I was working with you.
I know, it just sort of happened, didn't it?
Yeah, I went from, I think, hearing you in about August up in the woods and working with you by November.
I know. The universe wanted you with me, Jeff, didn't it?
It sure did.
Certainly orchestrated it that way. Why? Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do it without you. I just literally couldn't. It's just too much work to do, you know?
Yeah, it's a pretty heavy workload.
Oh, it is. Yeah, for both of us. Both of us. Yeah.
And daily, you got to face your own demons pretty much.
Yeah, you do.
Done with reverse speech, so it's both good and sometimes it can knock you out.
Sometimes it can knock you out, yes indeed. Yeah, right. So tell us about some of the tech calls you get, some particular funny ones if you can think of it.
Oh well, I was gonna talk about, you know, we got our app out for the iPhone. And boy, I get some crazy emails about that.
Oh yeah, okay. So let's go through some of the emails we get on the app.
Oh yeah, well, first, I think about 80% of them are people complaining, what a stupid app, it doesn't reverse. Why would Reverse Speech put out an app that doesn't reverse?
That's so funny. Why did I say that?
I don't know. And it's, you know, it's not asking us, well, I can't figure out how it reverses. Tell me, please, right? And the instructions are there in the app. They just assume that we put out an app that won't reverse audio.
Yeah, right. We spent months designing an app for reverse speech, and oops, forgot to put the reversing button in.
Yeah. As if that would be something we would do, you know, because what purpose would it serve then? They ask all the time, and they say it won't reverse my recording, and what about the reverse bit? And just it goes on and on, and that's probably almost 90% of the emails.
Is this really?
Yeah, you know, I don't know how much simpler we could make it.
It's very obvious on the app what the reversing button is, isn't it?
I thought so, and I mean, it's just a simple function. You press it once, it goes forward. You press it again, it goes backwards. You press it again, it goes forward. So I don't know why that's so hard, but a lot of people can't get it. We'll have to look at changing it somehow, I guess.
Yes,
in the update.
Incidentally, Mike's working on the update right now. He sent me an email on Friday telling me what he's been doing.
Ah, good. Good. Yeah, hopefully we'll get that pretty soon and get it out to our people. Because
yep.
I do get a few emails from people who say that this app is amazing, you know, and they love it. This one email I got recently. Hello, I don't want to be rude, but I love this app so much. Thank you so much for making this app.
Oh, well, there you go. That's nice.
Yeah. Why is that rude? You know.
Yeah, right. I don't want to be rude, but I love this app.
Yeah. Yeah, well, be rude more often, please.
Yeah, please do that. Yeah.
And then I think the second most email we receive about the app is people saying that, you know, if I speak backwards, it doesn't play the words forwards on reverse, right? Or it isn't changing my backwards said words to forward said words. So people are reading words backwards and expecting it to come out right when they play them in reverse.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Well, reverse speech doesn't work that way.
No, that doesn't work. Oh, no. Dear. Well, that all wrong.
Now, you know, so I write to him and to explain to him, you know, that reverse speech doesn't work that way. It's actually the reverse speech is created by the sounds of speech, not by the letters or the words.
Right.
So, and then I send him a link to the full explanation of reverse speech on the website. Except for that seemed to rub somebody wrong because I got back a email I couldn't possibly read over the air.
Oh, really?
Here they wrote to me asking for help, and I gave them a simple explanation and told them to go to the website and read up on reverse speech. If you don't want to know how it works, why did you get the app, you know?
Oh, dear me.
Some people, yeah. It's pretty funny. This one person wrote and said that their kids backwards do not sound like that. Something's wrong with the app.
All right. I love the ones you get when there was one we got said, this app says bad words. You need
to.
Oh,
yeah. I'll be getting to that here in a minute. I was going to read this one more that was a good example of the not understanding how reverse speech is. It says, it's not reversing my voice because I said Alan. It should say Nala backwards.
Oh, yeah. See, that's just basic misunderstanding, isn't it?
Yeah. And I'm pronouncing the words backwards as I have a degree, so this app is incorrect.
Oh, excuse me. You have a degree.
Yeah.
So this app is incorrect?
Yeah, it must be, because it's not saying him correctly forwards when he plays it in reverse.
People don't understand, do they?
No. It's really, you know, I guess it's just too new. And if you haven't been exposed and had the explanation, you know, I suppose you could think that way.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you reverse speech, everything changes. You can't look at the words and spell it backwards and say that's what it's going to say backwards, because it doesn't. It's the sounds you're reversing, not the letters.
Right. Oh, here's one you're talking about here. I don't think this app should allow mean and rude words to be recorded.
Yeah, keep on going.
Okay, he goes on to say, also, my sister uses this app, and when she says things, it says horrible things back when she reverses it.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. And doesn't it say we have to change the app to delete
the name? Yeah, this app should have words there ready there for you. I don't know. These are just... shouldn't allow mean and rude words.
people don't know what they're getting into when they start probing into the unconscious, do they?
Yeah.
All sorts of demons down there.
Oh, here's one said, when I said, Satan, I love you, just playing around, it uttered, we want you here. And I replayed it and said, in hell with us. Now each time I play it, I can't hear it anymore. And I blacked out. My friend said I was on the floor laughing uncontrollably. I don't know what to do. I now have nightmares of demons cutting me. Lots of bruising and vomiting and all this kind of stuff from playing our app backwards.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yes, that must be terrible. I never had that kind of reaction to any app.
Well, I've never had that type of reaction. People really get into this. They really take it seriously, don't they, some people? And I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't even think of the word I'm looking for. But,
And here's another one. I think every time I say something and play it backwards, it makes it into a cuss word, and I'm a Christian, and I don't respect that.
The app's fault that you swear backwards.
Yes, although the courts have already decided we're not responsible for what you say.
Right, that's like looking at the mirror and blaming the mirror because you don't like your reflection, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. Yeah, people have funny reactions sometimes, don't they? Do we get many emails in from the app?
We got quite a few, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we get all kinds of stuff, just garbage, you know, random letters, stuff. People write in, I can't hear anything. So I wrote back to him, check with an audiologist.
Check with an audiologist.
Reversing the text, the app stops. I need to restart. Well, we don't reverse text. How are they trying to reverse text?
What are they trying to do? Wow.
Yeah. And then this is just random stuff I get. It insults my voice.
It insults my voice.
Was your voice terrible to start with? I'm not sure.
People are hearing their own stuff in reverse. That's what's happening, and it's scaring them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. We've unleashed a Pandora's box, haven't we?
When I try to record a message, it never works. And I didn't even push the button.
I didn't even push the button.
Okay. Well, yeah, it won't work unless you press the button.
You got to press the button. That's funny.
Yeah. And then this one, I don't know how to use the start button. It should have directions.
I don't know how to use the start button?
Yeah.
It should have directions? Duh.
Well, how are you going to open the directions if you can't press the start button?
Oh, we get some funny emails. You ought to send me some of these, Jeff. I don't get to read all of these. These are funny.
Let's see. I sound German, and I can't understand what the reverse word is, so you think your company needs to sort that out.
Well, that's why we have training, so you can understand what the reverse word says. Our company has sorted that out. You just got to take the training course.
In this one I don't understand. It said, how do I reverse the speech? It's not working for me. It's just parlaying it morally.
Just playing it morally.
No, parlaying.
Parlay.
Like parlay?
Oh, I see. Oh,
parlaying it morally. Well, I didn't know our app could do that.
I didn't know it could do that either. Our app's got conscience, does it?
I don't think so, but who knows? Chips are getting pretty advanced.
Oh, I guess so. We must have built it into the programming without knowing it.
Let's see. This one was good. I hear some wicked sounds whenever I record my sister singing.
As satanic messages in rock and roll.
And I can't reverse what I want reversed.
Well, why not?
Exactly sure what that one means.
Oh, that's strange.
Yeah, and then they get some pretty nasty ones, too.
Oh, yeah? Such
yeah.
as?
Yeah. Oh, well, like this one. This one came in. It said, my poo smelly.
What?
Yeah.
What's that got to do with the price of eggs?
I have no idea, but I got another one a few weeks later that said, my poo started hurting.
What? So,
and, you know, a couple months later, I get one that says, I don't feel well. Well, if your poo's smelling and hurting, I can understand why.
Oh, my God.
Right? And then I get an email that just says butt checks. So I'm going to give that person's email address to the guy who wrote in with the poo smelly and the poo hurting.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's so funny. Oh,
wow. I know. They just, I don't know, send in the craziest stuff. And then Go ahead.
We average about 400 downloads a day, Jeff. Do you realize that?
Gee, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, 400 a day. What's the stats? Fluctuates between 300 or 400, and not all of those buy. They just use a free version, you know.
Yeah. Well, so I get anyway. Just a couple more here to finish up. This one I got, it says, I love Logan, but he's cheating on me.
All right.
Okay. After the break.
Pick that one up after the break. That's that keyboard phrase. Pick that one up after this.
Why do people order Life Change Tea? Because Life Change Tea helps the digestive system. Life Change Tea helps the colon unclog. The tea also helps with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and many, many other health issues. Life Change Tea also tastes great. And Life Change Tea is not just green tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs that go to town, cleaning your body of harmful toxins, bacteria, and parasites. Our tea is number one. Are you ready for your life change? Let the tea help you. Log on to our online store of helpful products to get your body on track. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Not all tea is equal. Read our website of all the factual testimonies that prove that Life Change Tea is working. Health is important, and our quality of life is very important. Don't wait to order. Expect a life change with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the 4 most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio Superfood. I've taken Bio Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Okay, we're back. My name is David John Ice. I'm your host for the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. This is our last segment. My guest is Jeffrey Toth, who is, well, I've got to say the office manager, but you lot know Annie's really the office manager. You're I don't know, yes. What are you? You're the tech guy, aren't you?
Mostly now, yeah. I'm glad Annie came on board and took over the accounting and everything.
Oh,
it was.
She's working full time on that too.
I know. Yeah. She's full time in that. I was doing all that for a while there.
Oh, I know you were. Yeah, Annie's my sister, folks. She works for me full time. She's the office manager. She handles all the accounts and all the students' inquiries and
she does a really good job.
She does a great job. Yeah, she's absolutely marvelous. Yeah. So we'd be lost without her. And then, of course, we have Naomi in Canada, who finds all my political reversals for me. We've actually got a little bit of support staff around us, don't we?
Yes. And it's necessary these days.
Yeah, well, interest in reverse speech is growing slowly but surely. I think these JFK assassination reversals are going to shock a lot of people and get a lot more interest in reverse speech. I'm pretty sure we're going to see that happening.
I think so, because it's all out in the open now with reverse speech.
Yep.
And it's not good.
It's not good. No. Well, they actually they use reversals like enormous sin. Great evil.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other ones they use? Anyway, the reverse is all about the magnitude of the conspiracy and how big. I'm not going to give any clues away.
But the mighty crime.
The mighty crime. That's the one I was thinking of. Looking forward. The mighty crime. Enormous sin. Grave evil. Reversals are really intense as to how deep this conspiracy goes. And it's deep. It's real deep. Yeah, I'm not going to give it away. You can go to the website and have a look if you want to get advance to the broadcast on the 29th of March on the Jeff Rent Show, and have a listen to reversals. All right, let's look at more of these apps, Jeff. These app messages.
Yeah, emails. Yeah. Well, I was just going on about the one about I got. It says I love Logan, but he's cheating on me. And then I got another email a little while later that says, I saw a naked girl having sex with a naked guy. Well, maybe that was Logan. Maybe that's how she found out Logan was cheating on her. I don't know. But
that's strange.
I don't know why they email me this stuff, you know.
That's strange.
You know, I do technical support, but not that kind of technical support.
No, not at all. Oh, dear.
And then my favorite ones that I've gotten, my very favorite ones, are the one that comes in and says, never mind, it worked.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then I got another one that just says, never mind. Okay, well, I won't.
I guess not.
Those are my easiest tech support.
Yeah, they are easy, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, okay. No, so I wanted you to read some of them out on the air because I know they're funny, some of the ones we get.
We get ones. Let's see. The one that says, I'm ugly. Thanks.
I'm ugly. Oh, okay. Whatever. Oh, dear me. Yeah. So what's been some, other than the app, talk to me about some of the 20 years you've been working with reverse speech. What's some of your highlights? What are some of the things that you remember the most?
Oh, well, some of the bad things.
Yeah, we've had a few of them.
Yeah, a few of those. And just the crazy things that were said and done about us. I remember the one that where we were holding young girls captive.
Oh, I remember that one. Yeah, yeah. We were running a cult.
A satanistic cult and holding young girls captive. I don't know how that ever got started.
I don't know how that got started.
What I like to remember are the discoveries of the most amazing reversals we find.
Yeah.
You know, especially ones that talk about God and our purpose for being here. And,
yeah.
And those kinds of reversals. They're just kind of amazing. I don't know what to make of it yet, and I've been thinking about it 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do a show on some of those type of reversals. Yeah, we've got quite a few.
Really should. It's very interesting what reverse speech says about it all.
Yeah, quite different. It goes very deep, folks, reverse speech does, a lot deeper than just merely exposing the truth and lies. It gets right down into who we are as people and our spiritual destinies.
And it still hasn't given me the lotto numbers, but it did tell me a few years back, probably more like 10 or 15 years back, it told me, your lesson is not the lotto.
Oh, did it say that,
yeah.
Did it?
Yeah. So I gave up buying lotto tickets.
Yeah, I've had a few people try to get lottery numbers in reverse. I think that's pushing the bounds of reverse speech just a little bit too far.
Yeah, never
had any success with it.
No. It's something about self-gain or something. I don't know.
Anyway.
Would be nice to have the money so we could take the software into the future where it will find our reversals for us automatically.
That is so my goal, to have a software that finds reversals. The time, you've no idea, folks, the time intensity involved in finding reversals. It's a very time intensive process. I mean, go look at the JFK assassination page. Look how many reversals up there. I can tell you, I spent hundreds of hours on that, finding those reversals. Hundreds of hours.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing is, it's all on YouTube. YouTube has got everything you could want, you know. I just type in JFK and bang, you get all these files up. Type in LBJ, you get all these files up. Lee Harvey Oswald, they all come up. There's such a wealth of information on YouTube for the average reverse speech researcher to pursue.
Yeah, there's so many areas that need to be looked at, too. And we just don't have the time or the people to do it.
No, I know. I've set a project for the next practitioner class. I think I told you this, Jeff. I'm going to solve the assassination of Robert Kennedy. Was it a lone assassin or was it part of a larger conspiracy? So I've set that as a group project for the next practitioner class. So that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking of a project this morning would be Natalie Wood. She's back in the news. There's new evidence.
Oh, is there indeed?
Yeah.
New
evidence. And, of course, you know, there was always the rumors that she was murdered, not accidentally drowned. So I haven't had a chance to even do a search on YouTube. I wonder if there's something up there about her.
And what was her husband's name again?
Was it Robert Wagner?
Thank you. Yes, Robert Wagner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we see you could find out. Look at Robert Wagner's reversals. Look at some of Natalie Wood's. Find out who was around there. You search on YouTube. There are. I'm sure all the recordings are there.
And so that's one mystery that we've been sitting on for many, many years. That could be solved.
Yeah, and we've got that one from Oregon. What's that?
I know what you're talking about. Can't think of their names right offhand.
I'm offhand either. Yeah.
LaVoy Finnegan.
Thank you.
Finnegan.
Yeah. Ah, no, that's the Oregon Siege.
Yeah, the Oregon Siege.
Yeah, we found some good reversals on that.
Is that not what you're talking about?
No, I was talking about the case that Clyde wanted us to work on.
Tyrant Horman.
That's the one, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We'd love to work on it, but we're pretty sure that she is very aware. I can't think of her name right now. Anyway, she's very aware of reverse speech because she's never spoken in public.
Just recently,
she came out with a very short clip, and there was nothing really in it.
Was it?
Yeah, that. But she wasn't really talking about the case that much. It was other stuff. So anyway, what would be the ideal thing would be to get your hands on the police tapes, the interrogation tapes.
Right.
And I bet you, well, we'd have to see what the reversals say.
Yeah. So many mysteries out there to solve, isn't there? So many murders. Wow.
Absolutely.
So many unsolved crimes. We need people to be doing this. Gee whiz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it should be a part of everything, part of our legal system, part of our government. You know, it needs to be in everything. Because if you're fully utilizing reverse speech, nobody can lie to you or keep information from you.
Yeah, that's what its whole implications are. Yeah. You'll see that when you go to the JFK assassination page.
Yeah. No matter how hard you try to hide it, if you speak, your subconscious is going to sell you out.
Absolutely. That's the whole implications of it. Yeah. So where do you see reverse speech headed in the future, Jeff?
Well, I don't know how far into the future, but I think it's going to change the world.
Yeah.
You know, because the day nobody can lie to you anymore, things will change.
Yep.
You know, when a car salesman can't rip you off, somebody can't sell you bad products.
Yep.
Politician can't lie to you. Things are going to be different.
Be hugely different.
Yeah.
Actually, the public perception is changing. I follow the bulletin boards a lot, you know. Well, not a lot, but every now and then I go and look at all the chit-chat on the internet about reverse speech. And it's the public perception is changing. There's a lot of positive comments out there now on the internet. Whereas many years ago, it was all negative. Oh, this is a whole lot of rubbish, you know. But, more and more people are looking into it, you know. And I've been around for 33 years now. I've got quite a track record. And that's all starting to add up, you know. People are,
Well, you can't beat something that works.
No, you can't. Yeah.
You know, and if you, even if you don't like it, if it works, you're still going to use it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, that's certainly true.
Mm. But, that day that we can put out a software you can run on your iPhones or your pads or whatever, your computer, that automatically finds reversals, will be that day that nobody can lie to you again.
Yes, I think that day is coming. I think hopefully it's in our lifetime. I would love to see voice recognition on reverse speech in my lifetime. Oh, man, that would be exciting.
Absolutely. That would just be the pinnacle of reverse speech, and things would begin to change real quickly then.
Well, they would, too.
Yep. And I think it's very possible to have it. We could have it very soon with the right amount of money.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, you just need to pour money into investment. I don't know.
Yeah, the development. So
let me get past the documentary first.
Yeah.
You start looking at that.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see that come out.
Yeah, we're going to do more filming in 2 or 3 months. We're talking about it. We're going to do a crowdfunding. The trailer's being made right now. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to get another crowdfunding going. And then we've got to finish our film. We've got to film you and Jeff Rentz and Jack Johnson and Wayne Nicholson. And we've got a few people to film yet. But anyway, we've done a lot of the work already. Australia and done a little filming here. That's going to be really exciting when that comes out.
Yep, and I hope we can get it played so people can see it.
Well, that's what the whole idea is, of course. We've already had interest. Have I told you this, Jeff? A couple of film places have already expressed interest to
mine. No, that's great.
Sorry, I should be telling you these things, shouldn't I?
Yeah, well, you know, we only talk every minute of the day, but never say anything.
Oh, dear. Yeah. So much stuff going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all hard to keep track of it all. And I got about a week's worth of work piled up here just sitting right here on my desk.
I know. I'm sorry, Jeff. I've been bombarding you with JFK stuff.
Yeah, well, we got her done now.
That's all stop now. Well, actually, I've got some reverses on Lee Harvey Oswald that Naomi found. I've got to go through them, but I don't know how them I'm going to use. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, if they're good ones, we'll get them up there.
Yeah, we'll have a look at them. But I'm pretty well done with the JFK page. I think I've got most of the whys. Remember I got you to make that change yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a major why.
Yeah.
Need some more whys.
Yeah.
Right. We know who, we know how, and we know some of the whys. So that's where we're at.
Yeah. And the implications. I don't want to give away anything till the show on next Tuesday.
No.
But I've just been going over the implications of it, and they're pretty scary.
Oh, mate. Yeah. The implications of it are scary. When people see how deep this conspiracy goes, you're going to be shocked. Absolutely shocked.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. And not much shocked me. It's reverse speech nowadays. I was telling Jeff Rentz last week about some of the findings and what we'd found, and he said to me, David, I've never heard you talk like this before. This is probably one of my most important works, I think, with reverse speech is the JFK.
So it's one of the greatest mysteries in the public eye.
Yes, it certainly is.
And I don't know. They released a handful of new information about it, and a lot of that's what you've been going through.
Right. Yeah, after 50 years.
And I don't know if they figure that's long enough that we won't get mad over it.
I doubt it.
You know.
Especially seeing some of the co-conspirators are still alive.
And still in power.
And still in power, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know how people will react to it. I think it's solved. The whole thing's been solved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm happy with the. Yeah, I'm happy. And they remote viewed the JFK assassination as well. And I just saw the remote viewing tapes a couple of days ago, and they came up with almost exactly the same conclusion that I came up with. I was stunned.
Yeah. Well, you sent me that picture that they drew. And I was asking you how you recognized that one person in the picture. Well, it was no question of who it was.
No question at all. No.
Yeah. So they drew that out of their remote viewing. And so it was amazingly close.
Yeah. Yes, it was amazingly close. Yeah, pretty incredible stuff. Yeah, you've seen me solve a few little mysteries over the years. What's been some of your highlights of some of the mysteries we've solved?
Oh, boy. It's been so many.
It has, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Like JonBenet Ramsey case. We've got that all
case.
Away.
Yeah. We knew right away who did it. Back then, nobody'd listen.
No, I sent them to the Boulder police and never heard back from him.
And then there was that guy, what was his name, Mark Carr?
Oh, yeah.
Who said he was the murderer.
Yep.
And we did it. Boy, I tell you, we reversed him and found out he was lying. He had nothing to do with the crime. He just wanted a ride home from a foreign country where he was in trouble.
Yep, that's right.
And, boy, did we get the death threats over that.
We did, didn't we? Yeah. I know. And then they came, and then he comes out and says, oh, I didn't do it.
Yeah. Well, it was found out for sure.
Yeah. And, of course, Joran van der Sloot's just come out and confessed to the murder of Natalie Holloway.
Oh, yeah.
And we've had those results up on our website for 10 years now.
Absolutely.
Natalie Holloway and what happened.
Yeah.
And your father just died last week.
Yeah. Died on the island of Aruba.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, so that's been up on my website, and you know, we were trying to work out how many reverses we've got on the site, and there's got to be over 20,000 up there.
I think we're above the 20,000 mark now.
I think we're above 20,000. Yeah,
and because they go on forever, and you know, I still got untold number of pages from the old site that I have to update and
move
over to the new site. Yeah.
Wow.
It's just amazing how many that aren't up there still.
Yeah.
Along with what is up there.
You've got your work cut out for you, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. It goes on and on. You know,
and I sent you 70 metaphors a couple of weeks ago. I don't know what up there.
Yeah, well, I'm working on those too. You know, so it's been quite a bit of work, that's for sure.
I'll be lost without you, Jeff. I don't know what I'd do, mate.
You have to hire somebody who knew what he was doing.
I think I'd trust it with anyone but you, mate.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, yes.
Now, you just completed a round of session work, too, haven't you?
And, yes.
I have noticed Wayne. The difference in you, Jeff. I really have.
Yeah. Anything you can put your finger on?
Well, you're calmer. You're a lot calmer. You're not as reactive as you used to be. You used to be fairly reactive.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see that in you anymore, you know.
Mm.
I must admit, a couple of times I've emailed you the JF Caraverse, and I'm thinking, and I just going to freak out. He's going to chew me out. Press the dead button and go, I cringe inside, but you've been very nice about it. So.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it all needs to be done.
Yeah.
All needs to be done.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
go ahead.
Because I've had a bit of a lull in clients the last few weeks. That's one of the reasons why I've had time to work on the JFK solicitation. Because my client load is fairly low, but we just had a presentation last week. We got new clients for that, and then we got another one next month, which will be a big one. So it was a nice little interlude while it lasted, you know.
Yep, little interlude over the holidays, basically.
Yeah, basically that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go through this Lee Harvey Oswald reversal. I might do it today. We'll see what I want to use. I'm wanting to use that predictive one, but I don't know how to present it in the case. I'd say I'm a bit worried it might throw a red herring. You know, the predictive one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Where,
yeah, that's kind of hard to fit in since it's so far in advance.
It is hard to fit in, and it gets into advanced reverse speech theory that I don't want to get into. With proceeding the K reverse. Anyway, I don't think I'll use it. I'll decide to today. I might just make up a folder of predictive reversals and put it in there. So,
sure, that would fit in there pretty good. So what else did we look at? We looked at, did we go to the moon or not?
Yes, we did look at, did we go to the moon or not? And yes, we did go to the moon, but there is something they're hiding. Personally, I think it's ET contact. That's what I personally think, but that's just my guess. But we did go to the... There's no reversals confirm that as far as I'm concerned, but they do say that we haven't been told the whole story. So
absolutely.
So what the whole story is, I don't know. When I say ET, I'm guessing. That's just...
Or that... Or there seems to be a lot of information coming out now that we actually have a military space force with maybe like a dozen or 14 ships, spaceships.
Oh, that's interesting.
And they patrol the solar system, and they may even have bases on the moon and Mars.
Wow.
And they're using their knowledge of captured alien technology.
Well, that's something we're going to have to look into. On that note, we'll finish the show. It sounds like tonight, but we should run the tape and see you on this
side. All right.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.